Soka University of America is a relative newcomer to the U.S. college scene. It opened its campus doors only in 2001, but it's been rising fast in the rankings. For members of the religious organization that started the university, the school is almost like the promised land. Naomi Gingold stopped by to find out more about the school's background.
High on a hill at the edge of a wilderness park overlooking Southern California's Laguna Beach sits the stunning campus of Soka University of America.
We are founded by the Soka Gakkai International. Do you know about Mr. Makaguchi?
That's Wendy Harder, the Director of Community Relations at Soka University. She's talking about Tsunesaburo Makiguchi. In 1928, he started a new Buddhist movement in Japan called Soka Gakkai.
This university was his vision. He said, if you're going to study human rights, you should live it. You should see people picketing in front of the grocery store. That wasn't happening in 1930s Japan. So he said it should be in the U.S., it should serve the Pacific Rim, and it should be open from day one to students of all nationalities and all religions. Now, this is a Buddhist speaking, but he's not talking Buddhist education.
In just 15 years, Soka University of America has gone from a mere vision to one of the top 50 liberal arts schools in the country, according to the U.S. News & World Report's annual college rankings. Soka has one of the largest endowments in the U.S. and offers full scholarships to students whose parents make less than $60,000. Mandatory study abroad is built into the program. But Soka Gakkai International, or SGI, is also often referred to as a cult in Japan, and the university has been dogged by that label. A few years ago, a local California newspaper published an article alleging religious discrimination against faculty who weren't Soka Gakkai Buddhists. The article blew up on campus.
I have never felt discriminated against here at all.
Anthony Mazerall is a biology professor who is not a member of SGI. And he's been at Soka almost since it started.
Since I've been here, we've had one person sue because they didn't get tenure. And I know that case very specifically. Sometimes, you know, when you don't get tenure, that's a shock. And so it's easy to cry discrimination. You know, to me, I don't see it.
Although one lawsuit was quietly settled out of court, most have been rejected. This isn't to say there haven't been growing pains. There were some terrible personnel decisions early on. And some students have said that Soka was a hard place to be in the early years if you weren't SGI Buddhist. That before the article, open conversation about religion, and especially SGI, just wasn't possible. Now, though, Senior Laura Cassette echoes what I heard many, many times on campus.
There's tons of people here. There's Christians, there's Jews, there's Buddhists, there's all types, and I've never felt pressured to be Buddhist or to do anything Buddhist. I've never even been taught about Buddhism. It's not just some weird, creepy Buddhist school.
As I wander around campus, I meet seniors Alex Scott and Sarah Barnes. They were both a bit concerned about the Soka Gakkai connection before coming to the school.
When I got recruited here, it was like, what's Soka?
Mm-hmm.
Now, after being here, I realize like it has no effect on the university at all. And like it's an awesome school, and I love it.
Let me just say, I'm often really critical of the way that the business of being a university runs here. But after spending 4 years here and engaging with it from a perspective of a skeptic, I really believe in the education here.
If there is anything that remains outwardly weird, it's the personality cult around Daisaku Ikeda, the current head of Soka Gakkai International, who founded the university. It's something that many, including Senior Laura Cassette, haven't quite gotten used to.
You don't say anything about the founder. Like, it's just his pictures are everywhere, and everybody loves what he says, and you don't say anything about Daisaku Ikeda.
SGI members and administration, even those who are supposedly not SGI, speak about him in reverential tones. But there are a lot of institutions in the U.S., including a bunch on the U.S. News Best Colleges list, that have had to negotiate their own religious beginnings. Duke, Vanderbilt, Georgetown, just to name a few. In the end, the Buddhism-inspired Soka University may not be so different. For The World, I'm Naomi Gingold, Alisa Viejo, California.